The following is an excerpt from the full sermon, By Faith the People Crossed the Red Sea.
This is the mark of true faith. Are you living your life? I mean, all of it is invested in what God has said in this word. And this is your life. This is where it rests. This is where your hope is. It's in the words God has spoken in this book. You've rested your soul here. You've rested your all here. Your trust, your confidence, it's all on the words that God has spoken. It's on what this book reveals in words about who God is, who Christ is. Your trust is there. Your rest is there. You live your life banking on the realities of this book. You're not like John 2. You're not like those that crossed over, the vast majority of them with whom God was not pleased. That you only believe what you can see. You're only going to believe God that He's going to give us a building after we get one. You only believe God that people get saved actually in this world at this time through the preaching of the gospel after you see them saved. You only believe that God will take care of your financial needs once you have money in your pocket. But before that, you're full of anxieties, you're full of worries, distrust, you're grumbling. Look at this. All we got to eat is manna. Would have been better off the way it was before. Listen, you listen. There is opportunity, like we talked about before. There is opportunity to return. If you really believe what's in this book, you won't go back. Because what it says in this book is, it's outstanding. It's the most glorious. It's the most magnificent truths. It presents the most beautiful, precious Christ. The most glorious salvation. The most anticipated eternity. But in this life, it promises God will be our God and He will take care of His people. He will not forsake His people. You may get sawn in two. You may die by the sword. You may have to live in a cave. But you can do it trusting the Lord. Brethren, we are people who are called believers for a reason. I mean, make decisions in your life that put God to the test in the promises here. That's never presumption. To put God to the test based on... It's presumption when you trust God, when you expect God to do what He's never promised to do. Those people that went into Canaan after they were told not to, that was presumption. Jesus Christ, if He would have jumped off the pinnacle of the temple, would have been presumption. But to expect God to do what He's promised, that's never presumption. That's faith. Amen. And you should take what He has said in this book and you should memorize it. You should know it. You should plead it and give God no rest until He does what He promises to do. Live your life on this. Rest in these promises. Trust that Red Sea is going to open up. Trust it. This is an example for us upon whom the end of the ages has come.